Price Right Blinds.
Hey, is this Ruben?
Yes.
Hey, Ruben. I don't know if you remember me, but my name is Charlie. I spoke with you about getting to the first page of Google. Last time I talked to you, you were on vacation in Mexico.
Yeah. Well,
how things going?
Good. How
was your trip?
Oh, it was good. Well, I have a house down there, so I go down there every so often.
Oh, nice. What part?
San Felipe.
Okay. My girlfriend's dad has some land over there in Rosarito, so we go down there.
Oh, okay.
And
he's on the other side.
Yeah. Can we go check it out?
Man. It's nice to get away from the state for a while, man.
Decompress. Yeah, absolutely. I hear you on that one. I know last time we talked, I think you had like some other guy that was going to help you out with your Google business profile. And when we talked, you said you weren't getting the results you were really looking for. Is that correct?
Yeah, I talked to him. He actually finally did, he did it. I paid the guy $1,500 and
oh,
one
wow.
of the ones that you see on on Google. I mean on
on the
internet, and it's like one price you get all this stuff, and pretty much it was just a damn pretty much a crappy website, and then I told him, I said, hey, I need to get on Google, how do I know how do I get on there? He started. He said he did something, but I think I'm yet to get a customer. He did this last week, or 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I believe I'm yet to get a customer copy from there. I'm thinking, man, I have to. Somebody's got to call me from Google if I'm spending this. And I was kind of looking at it last night, and I started noticing. It was like we had it where it was Google was going to start charging like $3,800 or $3,600 a month, they want 150, what is it, 150 per
lead?
Per lead. No, 150 per, what the hell they call it. I literally was studying this crap last night, on YouTube and seeing how the hell does all this work. My only thing, what company are you from?
I'm from Local Splash.
Yes, I'm actually sent you guys an email. Sent you guys a thing I've seen. Actually, one of my buddies, he has his own business with AC and heaters, and he told me he uses you guys. He said he doesn't have any problems with you guys. So look, this is what I need. I need to get on Google. I'm sure I'm on there. But I don't know how in the hell, what areas, areas I need, I'm surprised that nobody has, I think this one old lady called me right now, and she might have been on Google because it went direct to my phone. So I'm on Yelp right now. I'm paying Angie's List. I'm getting some crappy things from Angie's List, but, Yelp, it got me one job.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the thing with the third-party companies like a Yelp and an Angie, they actually pay to have their business on Google. They pay a lot of money to advertise on there. The leads that they get from there, they actually sell them back to you as your own. So, we would like to get you on Google. Where are you located? Are you still located
Sacramento. I'm looking in Sacramento, and like I told the other guy, I said I need to get like a 20-mile radius, so that's where I want to sell my blinds at, Elk Grove, El Dorado Hills, stuff like that. But I don't know how to move this thing around. Man. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at it. And I see the, I don't know if you can guys can. Let me ask this question. The main question: what does it cost? And what is it?
Yeah. So actually, we have a Black Friday special going on. So it's actually $249 month to month, and there's no setup fees. I actually waived them because you already have a Google Business profile. Price Right Blind. It's just that you're not populating on the first page for people to find you. I do see your Home Advisor. I do see your Yelp. What we also do, instead of just helping you get on that first page of Google, we also help you with a Facebook campaign. We also help you on the first page of Yahoo and Bing, and then we integrate you with Apple as well.
Okay. Okay. So what does something like that will cost again?
So it's $249 month to month, and that's with that Black Friday special that we got running today. So, I mean, what I could do is I could secure your listing here. And one thing that we do is we don't work – we're not going to work with all the blind companies. We only work with one company per industry, per area. So that's why I had recalled you here to see what you would like to do, because I looked at your account. I was like, man, this guy's still not populating on Google. Yeah. and I talked to you back in August.
Yeah, you know what is weird about this? So I looked myself up. I went on my phone. I put PriceRightBlinds.com. My website came up, but with a different phone number. Why would you do a different phone number?
Interesting.
Then my business number. And then I text the guy, and he said, I don't know. He goes, I don't know. Are you looking at the same link? And I'm like, dude, I've seen it with three different phone numbers now. And then when I call those numbers, it just keeps ringing. I'm like, what the hell? No wonder nobody's calling me.
Yeah.
I don't know the right numbers, but it's weird. And I would think maybe that's something Google will do to change the number so they can go through them, knowing that, hey, that somebody, you know, clicked on or somebody called me.
No, only that would go on your Google Business profile, and that would just be like it'll be a Google Business phone number, but it transfers straight to your phone. So the number I see that's on your website is the 916-999-9124.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. You know, a few days, you know, that was last week actually when I looked at it. It had 916-449 something, and another one was 916-800. Something, and I'm like, what the hell? I said, how the hell can they change my phone number? I was thinking Google did it, you know. I said, how the hell can they change my phone number on my website, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they can't change it on your website. Like I said, if you do have like a tracking system, which we do provide you as well, we provide you a full tracking system of how well your Google Business profile is being searched. Clicks, calls, you're also able to track the Facebook as well, but that would only go on your Google Business profile. They don't have access to change it through your website, which is kind of weird that was happening. So,
yeah.
But I mean, what I can do is I can just set you up here. So this is how it would work. You already have a Google Business profile, which you're already ahead of the game, which is great. It does take 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google. Now, you already have a Google Business profile, so typically it takes a while because we have to get you verified. You're already verified, so it can be sooner than that. With your Facebook, we would have that up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then your tracking system, you'd be able to track everything within 5 days. We'd have that custom built for you. Now, after I create everything here, you're just your profile here for us, and make sure everything is correct, I'm going to set up a meeting with you and my tech team. Now, that's where they're just going to verify everything is correct. They're going to walk you through the Facebook, and then they're going to start working on creating campaigns for you and start populating you in that 20-mile radius, okay?
Okay, perfect. Also, is there something that can change on the website? Like, you know, how do I change it up a little bit?
So for the website, that would have to be with your – we do build websites. We wouldn't be able to take on the website you have, because typically what happens is the company or the person that built you the website built it on their platform, and everybody's platforms are different. We can build you a website. It does cost extra, but if that's something that you would like to do, we could do that for you.
How much does that run?
No, it would just
UEI or something like that. I know they do it for like, $149 right now or something like that.
Yeah, and then they'll have you like a hosting fee and a management fee and everything like that. What we can do for you is we can just build it for $299, a one-time fee of that, and then we would manage it in that $249 month to month. So we would host it for you. We would manage it for you, and then any updates that you have, let's say you have more pictures you want to, give to us or you want to add on a service, you would just let us know, and we would make that those changes for you. There's no extra cost in that.
You know what, though? I'm trying to think here. Because I used Wix for the very first time when I started the business again. I used Wix myself, and I started trying to build it myself. And,
right.
You know, I was a damn headache, and I was like, okay, let me put it in the show. And I got that guy, right?
And yeah.
So he's out of New York, so he's hard to get a hold of. But anyway, so he did the website. You know, it looks like I'm selling, I don't know if you looked at it, but it looks like I'm selling coffins. They said, I told him I'm selling women. Like, you know, I said, man, yeah. I got to lighten it up, you know, look at it, like light colors and stuff like that. It looks like I'm freaking, you know, so
yeah.
That's cool. Like, I got black in there, man. Like, I want blind window covers supposed to be light colored and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like, if you look at, yeah, if you look at, you know, 3-day blinds and my comparative 3-day blinds, Shade Store, their websites are right, bright, you know, just inviting, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So no, absolutely. Really, I mean, we build custom websites here, so we would be able to build that for you. I mean, this one kind of looks a little outdated, I'm not going to lie, with toolbar at the top.
Yeah, dude, and then what I wanted is, customers being able to go on a calendar there and click their appointments. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
yeah.
So and that's something that, you know, the free estimates or something like that, and they can actually go on there. And I can block it off. I have to have control of it because I say, hey, I want to go, you know, take off this weekend or something, and I want to block some of those times off.
Right. Right. Yeah. You can definitely integrate that with a website. I don't know about this one that you have, but I know you can integrate something like that with our websites for sure.
I think I might have to just start over with and, you know, have you guys take a crack at it, you know, and I got recommended by you by one of my buddies that I've known for many years, and he's like, yeah, man, call them up. And I said, yeah, I think they did call me up. and so, you know, and then I actually reached out to you guys when I was like, you know, it's a holiday. I'll talk to them later.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
So,
funny how that works.
Started,
right?
Man. How do we get started?
So let me just make sure everything's correct here with the Google Business Profile. So for the Google Business Profile, I have Prices Right Blinds, correct?
No, Price Right Blinds.
Price Right Blinds. And then what's the address that you operate from?
So it's, I don't have a shop now. I used to have one, but I don't have one now. So I don't, it's my personal house. So.
Okay. So it's just for Google's reference. That's where your radius will start, and then we'll be able to push you out from there. Yeah. But we'll hide the address 50, so that way nobody knows.
Yeah. 51 Arches Circle.
Okay.
Sacramento 95835.
Okay. And then the business phone number that you have is the 916-999?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, here. Did you want to do the website as well, or did you want to just do the Google Business Profile for right now?
Yeah, I wanted to start all over, man.
Okay. Gotcha. So just the Google Business Profile right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Ruben, how do you spell your last name?
A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O.
A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O. And then let me see, it might be on here. You just copy and paste it. For the email address, do you want me to just send everything with your invoice to priceRightBlinds.Ruben@gmail.com?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, usually you guys have the emails on your guys'. You're up in Sacramento. Okay. We're down here south from you, so we're in Orange County.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well,
over here by Disneyland.
Nice. Let's love that.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
Nah, that's bad.
All right, let me see. Let me just make sure I have everything here correct with your Google Business Profile, okay? And then do you have, right now, do you have a business page for Facebook yet or no?
No, I don't have none of that. Twitter, none of that. Supposedly that guy was supposed to take care of all that.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook?
I do.
Okay. So we're going to help you build a Facebook profile here. So that, like I said, that'll be up and running in 7 to 14 days, and you'll be able to track everything on that as well.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. I have everything set for you, Google business profile, also too with the Facebook, letting my tech team know here. Ruben, with what would you like to secure your listing with? Are you going to use Price Right Blind's credit card, or are you going to put it on a debit card?
Let me give you my so it'll be taken out automatically every month?
Yeah, so on the 21st, it'll go every month. It is not a contract, so it is month to month. If you ever did want to cancel, food for thought, you do have that ability to do that with no early termination fee. We do ask that you give us a 3-day, basically 3 days before your next billing cycle is due. But I'm just going to secure everything here, and then I'm not going to make payment yet. I still have to figure, I got to create everything for you here before I do make that payment. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as well.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to what I'll do is I'm going to use my my other business, American Express, because I haven't got my, I don't want to, that way I run through everything through American Express. It's easier for my tax person can do that for business purposes.
Very true. So on the American Express card, does it just say Ruben and your last name, or does it have something else on there?
It actually has, it has Ruben Arellano Jr., and then my old company name was R&R Blinds.
R&R, like R&D?
Yeah, the word, R, and then the word and then R, and then blind.
Okay. And then is it the same address as the 51 Archie Circle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And you said it was an American Express?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are for the card numbers.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get that real quick. 3767431618220003.
Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Yes.
Okay. I got 3767-5316.
No, 6743. 3767-4318-22003.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I had that. I must have said something else. I'm sorry.
No, it's just 5-3, yeah.
Oh, 5-3, sorry, my bad. And then the expiration date on that?
7/27.
727, and then the code, the security code on the back.
Yeah, see, if it's American Express, it'll have a three-digit code, a four-digit code in the front. It'll be 1238.
Okay. Okay, and then before I do anything else, I'm going to create a security question for you, Ruben. So this is just for your protection here. We always know we're talking to you when we call you. And then two, you always know that it's us calling you. So I have three questions. You can have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My mother's maiden name is Aguilar.
Okay. All right. Makes me type it twice here, so one second. Okay, there you go. Okay, that's set up for you there. And then before I do make a transaction here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the voice verification. This is just because we do have you on that pre-discounted agreement. So this is just an added protection for you. It's going to be sent to you in writing when we're done here as well, okay?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Price Right Blinds.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Ruben Arellano, owner.
Awesome. Are you an author? You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Ruben, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have our customer service number here. I can either give it to you now or I can email it to you. Which one would you like?
Email it to me, please. Email it to me.
Okay. Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 21st, in the non-refundable amount in the 249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Ruben, sure. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to, excuse me. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to cough on you here. I'm going to process the payment. What's a good day for you and my tech team? Maybe tomorrow or on, tomorrow is Wednesday. Probably tomorrow. Do you have time for them to call you to do the onboarding with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Tomorrow, what time? I got morning.
You want to do the morning? We have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11
all
available
nine.
For you. 9 a.m. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. I'm going to set this up for you really quickly. And then you are going to receive some text messages from us. You should have received one. Did you receive one from us?
Let's
should
see,
say, Ruben, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent an invoice to your email we have on file.
Check here. Thank you, Ruben, for choosing. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. There's a link there. That's our terms and conditions. Can you click that?
Okay.
And then there's two buttons on the bottom that you would click. One's just saying you want to receive text messages from us that we're going to update. And then the other one's just saying you're the card holder.
Okay, hold on real quick. Okay.
Yep.
Here, confirm. So,
and then
you
got
to
sign your name.
Is there a way, because that phone number is actually my business number, but it goes through Wix.
Okay. Do you want a different phone number?
Yeah, a different phone number. I mean, I want that one published with my, my website and stuff, but that people to get a hold of me when I'm on Google, I want that 999 number. But for you guys to contact me, I'd rather have you guys have my personal cell phone number.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Give me one sec here. So that's fine. So you can sign that, and then I'll get your – what's your cell phone number? I'll put it on file here so that way we can contact you from there.
Can I change it on that thing right here, on that Local Splash terms of experience? actually looking at it right now. I actually was able to delete my the old number.
You deleted it, and you want to put? You can put your other one there if you want.
Okay. Yeah, let me do that. 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, just type that in there, and then sign it.
And then sign. Click here. Oh, how the hell do I sign it? It's right on there, right now.
Yeah, just type your name, Ruben.
Yep.
And then when you hit confirm, it should go to a login page. Do you see that?
Press confirm, but it, where the hell is it? It's, I don't know if it's stuck or something, but it's not.
What is it saying?
It's just, it's stuck on that, that agreement thing.
Okay, so it won't.
It says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly how it. Oh shit!
You put
Junior. Junior. Yeah, I put Junior because it's on the card. That's why. So
okay,
it goes
okay,
based off of the card name.
Okay, let me go ahead and do Junior. All right, there we go. Okay, there it goes. So now it goes to username.
Okay, cool. So that's going to be the that's the tracking system for you. We're going to email you the login credentials for that because we have to build that once we start building your Google Business Profile and start populating that. You'll be able to see that. That's where we're going to email you that in within 5 days.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. What's your cell phone number? That way I can just put it in here in the notes of the for the file.
916-618-7644.
Okay. Update. Awesome. So, you know, we have your contact for the business and we have your cell phone. So I'll tell my guys to call you on that, the 44 number, the 7644 number.
Perfect. Is there an app that you guys
level? Yeah. Level? So that's going to be the tracking system. We're going to get you on. We're actually going to put you on an app where you'll be able to see everything in one place.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. I sent you an email. It's going to come from me. I'm just inviting you for our meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Just go ahead, click confirm on that. Just hit yes. And then that's just going to tell my tech team everything's set for tomorrow at 9 a.m., okay?
Okay, so when I go to my, let's see here, my price grab line, so I go visitor,
yeah.
Reply.
You probably have a lot of them from us right now.
Yeah,
a couple of them.
Charlie, right, Charlie?
Yes, that's me.
So I click on which one?
It's probably telling you an unknown sender for an invite calendar.
Yeah,
or it should say Charlie is trying to invite you.
You should send.
Should be the first one, the top email, because that's the one that I just set up right now.
Local splash report, click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, you already did that.
We already did that.
What's the next one?
Okay. The next one will be yours, invitation from an unknown sender. Okay.
Yep,
so
that's it right there.
reply, yeah, the price headline, unless reply yes, right? Yes.
Yeah. And then once you hit yes, it'll just confirm it, and then we'll be all set to go for tomorrow morning at, I did 9 a.m. for you, okay?
Okay, no problem. It made me go through my Google thing and the two-step verification. I got to take that crap away. Yeah.
It's okay. If as long as you know it's at 9, that's fine. If you want to go ahead and log into your Google and then do it, because it is coming from a Google Calendar, that's why it's probably having you log in through there.
All right. 9 o'clock then. That'll be fine.
Okay. Any other questions for me right now, Ruben?
No, buddy. I appreciate you calling me. I see you guys, saved me a call from calling you guys.
Yeah, it's been a little long time coming, but I want to say welcome to Local Splash. I'm glad you guys, I'm glad we're able to get you on here, and then we're going to help you out, get some business and getting populated in the areas you want to, okay?
Yeah, give me some business, man. I'm tired of collecting aluminum cans, so. I need beer money.
I know how you feel. I used to do that too when I was little, so I understand.
All right,
I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. All right, bye-bye.